O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three, of whom all nature hath creation, eternal Father, Spirit, Word, praise to the Lord of my salvation. Salvation is of Christ the Lord.
Psalm 49. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all you that dwell in the world, you of low or high degree, both rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and my heart shall meditate on understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will unfold my riddle with the lyre. Why should I fear in evil days, when the malice of my foes surrounds me? Such as trust in their goods and glory in the abundance of their riches. For no one can indeed ransom another or pay to God the price of deliverance. To ransom a soul is too costly. There is no price one could pay for it. So that they might live forever and never see the grave. For we see that the wise die also, with the foolish and ignorant they perish, and leave their riches to others. Their tomb is their home forever, their dwelling through all generations. Though they call their lands after their own names, those who have honor but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish. Such is the way of those who boast in themselves, the end of those who delight in their own words. Like a flock of sheep, they are destined to die. Death is their shepherd. They go down straight to the pit. Their beauty shall waste away, and the land of the dead shall be their dwelling. But God shall ransom my soul. From the grasp of death will he take me. Be not afraid if some grow rich, and the glory of their house increases. For they will carry nothing away when they die, nor will their glory follow after them. Though they count themselves happy while they live, and praise you for your success, they shall enter the company of their ancestors, who will never more see the light. Those who have honor but lack understanding are like the beasts that perish. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Let us pray. Save us from envy, God our Redeemer, and deliver us from the chains of wealth, that ransomed through your Son, we may inherit the crown of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God."
Jesus said, "I am the true vine. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit."
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. For the unity of the Church in witness and proclamation of the Gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For the peace and stability of all peoples and for the leaders of the nations, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For places of work, education, and leisure, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For a blessing on our homes, for our relations and friends, and all whom we love, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For the sick and suffering and all who minister to their needs, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. Eternal light, shine into our hearts. Eternal goodness, deliver us from evil. Eternal power, be our support. Eternal wisdom, scatter the darkness of our ignorance. Eternal pity, have mercy upon us, that with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, we may seek your face and be brought by your infinite mercy to your holy presence. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May God bless the work of our hands.
Amen.